documents found at Mar-a-Lago. Vice President J.D. Vance in Israel meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and saying of the ceasefire.
We have a very, very tough task ahead of us, which is to disarm Hamas, but rebuild Gaza to make life better for the people in Gaza, but also to ensure that Hamas is no longer a threat to our friends in Israel.
President Trump's pick to lead a federal watchdog agency has withdrawn his name from consideration, Paul Ingrassia, after multiple offensive text messages were found on his phone. Construction of the White House ballroom goes on at the same time as destruction of the White House East Wing, the National Trust for Historic Preservation, asking for a pause so a public review can take place. This is ABC News.
This is Dave Grant from the Max FM News Center. An off-duty officer with the Burwood Police Department was contacted by a citizen who provided credible information that a homicide suspect was believed to be traveling to the city of Burwood to seek medical services. Acting promptly, Burwood officers worked in close coordination with Milwaukee Police Department to verify that the individual, Walter Lorenzo James, was wanted in connection with a homicide investigation in the city of Milwaukee. Once confirmation was received, the Burwood Police Department partnered with the Sauk County Sheriff's Department emergency response team to develop a tactical plan to safely apprehend the suspect. Through the combined efforts with all involved agencies, Walter was taken into custody without incident. Online court records show Jones is charged with first-degree reckless homicide and being a felon in possession of a firearm in connection to an incident on June 29th. A warrant was issued for his arrest on October 2nd. Chief Justin Carlone expressed his appreciation for the professionalism and the teamwork demonstrated by all departments involved. We are planning to have a live interview with Chief Carlone about 7:30 a.m. this morning. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM News Center.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
This is Dave Grant with your Max FM weather. Today, cloudy with a high of just 46 degrees, winds 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, widespread frost gradually clearing with a low of 33 degrees. On Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 51. Thursday night, widespread frost again, mostly clear with a low of 26 degrees. Friday, sunny, a high of 56. Looking ahead to the weekend, mostly sunny with a high of 60. On Saturday, Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 61 degrees. Currently, it is 42 degrees outside our studios.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Wednesday morning. Dave Grant hanging out with you. Yeah, very busy morning, say the least, filling in on weather, filling in on the news, the big breaking news from yesterday. Chief Carlone will be joining us about 7:30 a.m. this morning to give us an update on everything that occurred yesterday with that arrest. So again, that's at 7:30. We'll keep you up to date. Everything that's happening in the Max FM listening area. Orchestra maneuvers in the dark on Max FM.
the area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
This is Dave Grant with your Max FM weather. Today, cloudy with a high of just 46 degrees, winds 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, widespread frost gradually clearing with a low of 33 degrees. On Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 51. Thursday night, widespread frost again, mostly clear with a low of 26 degrees. Friday, sunny, a high of 56, looking ahead to the weekend. Mostly sunny with a high of 60 on Saturday. Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 61 degrees. Currently, it is 42 degrees outside our studios. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:11 on Wednesday morning, and yes, As you just heard in that weather forecast, chilly day ahead out there. If you're going to the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market, they're going to be there from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Just bundle up. It is the second to last Wednesday that they will be there. They have this Wednesday, Saturday, and next Wednesday, and then it's the end of their season. So, yes, stop on down to that today. Tonight is the crime and safety meeting that's being held at the Relish Tray hosted by Amber Giddings. Baraboo Police Chief Carloni will be there tonight to discuss crime and safety issues in the city of Baraboo. He wants to engage citizens to talk with the police department and build positive community relations. Again, this is taking place tonight at the Relish Tray, 106 4th Avenue in Baraboo. We are planning to have Police Chief Carloni in this morning to provide an update on the arrest of a homicide suspect from Milwaukee that had traveled to this area yesterday. So he is planning to be here about 7:30 a.m. to provide an update on that with us. We will be airing that live right here on 99.7 Max FM, 103.7 FM in the Reedsburg area, on our website at max.fm, or streaming via the free Civic Media app. Just download that. Look for Max Miles, tap on 99.7 Max FM to stream us with you wherever you may happen to be. So, yes, lots of things happening this morning. Emily will be joining me with Killian right around 7:10 this morning. We do have some shenanigans planned out as well. We do want to remind everyone that 2nd Avenue will be closed today starting at 8 a.m. That is expected to last until about 2 p.m. between Center Street and Summit Street. The Baraboo Water Utility is replacing a service lateral there. So if you travel on 2nd Avenue, be aware of that, that it will be closed between Center and Summit Streets for a water main repair. Slow down on 2nd Avenue. It seems like since that has reopened that people think that that is maybe a quicker way to get through town. And we would ask everyone just slow down a little bit. A week ago Sunday, we had a rollover car accident, 2nd and Birch. And so we definitely need people to slow down in that area and obey all the stop signs, of course, as well. So lots of things happening today. We keep you up to date right here on Max FM whenever those things are happening. If you have a story to report, any sort of news, you want to pass something along to us, something for our community calendar, you can always text those to us, 608-355-9970, or you can email that to info@max.fm. We're going to get you back into the fun and shenanigans shortly. I've got some good things to talk about. Yeah, we have a guy who imitated every maid of honor speech. So we'll do that after a couple of songs here. Let's get back into the music. A little Twisted Sister, and we'll have Rule McCoy after that on Max FM. We'll be right back. 90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:22 on a chilly Wednesday morning. Real McCoy, another night. I'm just sitting here jamming out to that in studio. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I'm supposed to be talking. So, yes, I have the speakers cranked up in studio. No one else is in the building yet. So, I don't think so anyway. Otherwise, you know, they were listening to Real McCoy in the whole building. Because, yeah, I had it about three quarters up in here. It was just rocking out. Great morning for that. You know, get the blood moving on a chilly morning. We will have a full look at our weather forecast in just moments. We're working on getting our regular meteorologist back in here this morning. I'm filling in just for one more segment on weather. One of those days, you know, we're just going to keep busy today and moving right along. Now, lots of fun things always happening in the Baraboo area, and you have an opportunity to save big and shop local at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Our big deal of the day. We have 50% off two certificates to Baraboo Tours. Normally, this is a $10 deal. You get these for just $5. You heard me correctly. No code required. You get to take the tour with Shelley Mordini throughout downtown Baraboo. It's spooky season. You know what that means. Yes, haunted walking tours. If you want to take advantage of this offer, get more information, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big. Now, this is just absolutely hilarious. I'm still laughing about it. A musician who's played at way too many weddings to count posted his impression of every maid of honor speech. I think this dude nails it. Here we go.
Webster's Dictionary defines love as, I promised myself that I wouldn't cry, but Caitlin and I have been through so much together. Spending the summers playing with Barbies at my dad's beach mansion, to fighting over Dylan and Blake during middle school. We have literally been through thick and thin. I'll never forget the time at brunch where you said you were going to get one pitcher of mimosas, but you ended up getting two. Caitlin, I'll never forget that. I just want to end with a Chinese proverb. Live the laugh you love, or you'll never love the laugh you live.
I am thinking this guy absolutely nailed it. I love it. I don't get to too many weddings anymore. I've been to one each year this year, or one this year, one last year, and not too many of them. So I know that musicians that do this on a regular basis and those folks that do definitely hear the lot of the same things each time. So yeah, I was giggling this morning when I've heard it. Text me and let me know your thoughts. 608-355-9970. You can always text them via the free Civic Media app. Have you heard a lot of the similar ones? Let me know. I'm kind of curious this morning to see what your thoughts are as well. Coming up, we're going to hear more about our big deal of the day. We are going to have a look at local sports, regional sports, and look at that weather forecast on Max FM. Big
deals. Today's big deal of the day, Baraboo Tours. To celebrate Halloween this year, why not check out some haunted behind-the-scenes stories of the businesses and buildings around the square in Baraboo from a knowledgeable and entertaining tour guide. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now. Purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $5.
$5 today only at Max FM Big Deals.
The cold weather will be here before you know it, and Handy Harry LLC can help you enjoy the inside of your home while it's cold outside. For more than 18 years, this locally owned and operated business has been helping you enjoy your home. Contact them today to discuss a fresh bathroom or kitchen update. Call their office in Baraboo at 608-370-9174 to find out more about their services, including remodeling, flooring, door installation, and so much more. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry LLC.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first. I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Four lines for $90 a month and four of the latest phones for free. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. That's right. We'll pay off your current contract, so switching has never been easier. Let our helpful staff assist you at U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile, in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. Yesterday, Baraboo defeated Onalaska 4-2 in the first round of the WIAA Boys Soccer Playoffs. Their next game will be on Saturday against a team that is still to be determined. Tomorrow, we will discuss what the high school football playoffs are looking like and dive into some of the matchups. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks season tips off at 7 o'clock against the Washington Wizards, and former Bucks star Chris Middleton. How's he doing a year after having surgery on both of his ankles?
Man, life is good. I feel refreshed for one. Great off season where I just got to work on myself, not have to worry about going into procedures or, you know, a long rehab. So I'm definitely feeling refreshed and, you know, blessed and thankful to still be playing. And, you know, I'm excited for this year.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers instructed the Five Surf Forum scoreboard crew to produce a video tribute for Middleton. How are fans going to react to seeing him in a Wizards uniform?
Are you think the fans are going to boo? Of course not. They're not. We traded him. He won a title for us, and he's a Buck, and he's part of this community. And I think that's what people forget most. As good as he was off on the court, I thought he was a superstar off the court, him and his wife, with all the things they did for the community.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
This is Dave Grant with your Max FM weather. Today, cloudy with a high of just 46 degrees, winds 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, widespread frost gradually clearing with a low of 33 degrees. On Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 51. Thursday night, widespread frost again, mostly clear with a low of 26 degrees. Friday, sunny, a high of 56, looking ahead to the weekend. Mostly sunny with a high of 60 on Saturday. Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 61 degrees. Currently, it is 42 degrees outside our studios.
The most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Thinking nothing could go wrong. Ooh,
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:33 on a chilly Wednesday morning. Here is Van Halen, When It Is Love on Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant on your Wednesday morning. Do you love books as much as I do? It is one of my favorite things. Some of my new authors came out with new books. That means I just need to find time and find a good place to curl up and read those books. Well, we've got a great opportunity for you. The Wisconsin Book Fest is a free four-day festival in Madison that celebrates every type of reader. Whether you're into mind-racing mysteries, great birding guides, speculative sci-fi, or music memoirs, you're sure to find an author to obsess over. Join us tomorrow, October 23rd through the 26th, for dozens of author readings, discussions, book signings, and more. Head over to max.fm to check out the full event lineup. And don't forget to make some space on your bookshelves for all of your new favorites. So yes, go check that out. Speaking of checking out things, let's check out that weather forecast. Today, we are looking at a chance of isolated showers to start our morning, cloudy with a high of just 46. Now, we're looking at winds 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. So, a little bit chilly, a little bit windy, a little bit damp out there. Tonight, widespread frost, mostly cloudy. It will gradually clear throughout the evening with a low of 33 degrees. On Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 51. Thursday night, widespread frost is likely. This will most likely be a very hard frost. We're looking at a low of 26 degrees. So if you have anything left outside, plants, vegetables, flowers, etc., you need to get them taken care of either tonight at the latest tomorrow, because Thursday night, a low of 26 degrees. Friday morning, widespread frost to start our day. Mostly sunny, a high of 56. On Saturday, mostly sunny, a high near 60. Sunday, partly sunny, a high of 61. Looking ahead to next week, we see shower chances return with highs near 60, lows in the 40s. Currently 43 degrees outside of the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios. And yes, it's a little bit chilly out there. So grab a coat if you're heading to the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the Courthouse Square. Now, lots of different entertainment news things going on this morning. We did learn that the gentleman who plays Ruzik on Chicago PD will be taking a leave of absence. So, yes, he is going to be taking a leave of absence. This has happened with other actors as well. Apparently, he's got some personal matters to deal with. Not going to speculate with some of the things that have been said online. But, yes, he will be taking a leave of absence from this season of Chicago PD. So, that is something that is ongoing. He's supposedly going to return, so we'll see what happens. I know that one of the actors in Chicago Fire that plays Severide did a similar thing, took a leave of absence, and he did eventually come back a couple seasons ago. So not unheard of. And again, they're just saying a personal matter, and that's what I'm sticking with this morning as well. So that is the first thing in entertainment news. Now we're going to switch over to a little bit of Law & Order SVU. No, and I'm going to say this wrong, probably, and I'm going to do it maybe on purpose for a reason. So Mariska Hegarty was on Good Hanging with Amy Poehler, and she was asked how many ways people mispronounce her name. She gave some examples, then the proper pronunciation. So let's hear that. She plays on Law & Order SVU.
I get called Maritza, Marcika, Mariska, Markiska, M-A-R-I-S-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-K-A. That's how I put it on the call sheet. But it's Mariska, Mariska.
And so, yeah, she was explaining how that all works. And so, yeah, she had a few good laughs with it. You know, I mean, she's our Law & Order SVU star. And so, yeah, that was kind of funny. And she is just, that's one of the things she's always dealt with, apparently, since she's been on that show. And to see her on that, she was just kind of laughing. She was having a good time with it. And so, yeah, a couple of good laughs on that, to say the least. And so, for people who go through life explaining how to pronounce a name, just simplify your life, maybe change the spelling. Some could have just added an H to her name, is what they're saying. I mean, I know a guy who had a first letter as his first name. That was it. You know, it was just a single letter. And so, and everyone said, well, what does it stand for? No, that was his name. And so he kept it simple, or his parents kept it simple anyways. And so, yeah, I totally get that. Now, it was interesting because Wendy, when her and I got married, she had a last name that people mispronounced a lot. And so that was a very common thing. Now that she's married to me, yeah, she doesn't have that issue. So I guess there's one benefit of her being married to me. Well, besides being married to me, right? Just say it. You can text me and let me know your thoughts on mispronunciations of names. Maybe I just did that on purpose too. Text us to let me know your thoughts, 608-355-9970, or you can text in via the free Civic Media app. Coming up, we are going to take a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo, music by Prince on Max FM. Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your MaxFM community calendar. On Saturday, October 25th, from 9 until 10:30 a.m., the Portage Business Trick or Treat Spooktacular and Costume Contest will take place. Kick off the Halloween fun with the Boys and Girls Club Costume Contest. That's going to be at 9 a.m. at Commerce Plaza. Kids can show off their spookiest, silliest, and most creative costumes with prizes awarded at various age categories. After the contest, head out for trick or treating at local businesses through Portage. You can see a full rundown of all the businesses participating by visiting the Portage Chamber of Commerce website. The Friends of Devil's Lake present the Halloween Extravaganza. This will be happening on October 25th from 4 until 8 p.m. It begins with pumpkin carving and crafts. That'll be 4 until 6 p.m. And then from 6 until 8, there's torchlit hike, campfire, live music, costume parade, and delicious s'mores. This will all be happening at Devil's Lake State Park Rock Elm Shelter. It is free, but you'll need a state park sticker to enter the park. You can find all the details at friendsofdevilslake.org. Again, that's on Saturday, October 25th from 4 until 8 p.m. Also on that Saturday, the 25th, from 2 until 5 p.m., River Hills Church in Sauk City will be presenting their Trunk or Treat event. It's a fun-filled afternoon of safe, family-friendly trick-or-treating. Kids are invited to dress up in their favorite costumes, enjoy games, treats, and plenty of Halloween fun. No registration required. You can learn more details by going to riverhillschurch.org. Again, that's 2 until 5 p.m. on October 25th. These are just a few of the amazing Halloween celebrations that will be taking place all around the area. Be sure to check out the area, city, and Chamber of Commerce websites for more details. Also on Sunday, October 26th, the Reedsburg Public Library will be hosting a free event as author Frank Ginther will be presenting his book, The Life and Times of Dawn Manor, which is located in Lake Delton. Books will be for sale at the event or can be purchased prior to it at Main Street Books in Reedsburg on October 26th and also at the Dawn Manor in Lake Delton. Again, this free event will be happening at Reedsburg Public Library on Sunday, October 26th, starting at 1 p.m. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Hey friends, it's Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market. We're celebrating our one-year anniversary, and you're invited to party. Stop by this Friday from noon to 3 for brats and hot dogs, supporting people helping people. Free cake and punch, Roger's honey samples, wine and cheese tastings, and Chef Nate from Crazy Fresh cooking up fall recipes. And all this week, enjoy huge savings. Certified Angus beef top round roast, just $5.99 a pound, and Washington Gala apples, 99 cents a pound. Join us for fun, food, and familiar faces. Only at the Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street in Baraboo.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Maximum hits.
Purple rain, 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 purple
friend.
And more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:50 on Wednesday morning. All right, I have some exciting NASCAR news this morning. It has nothing to do with the playoffs or even anything to do with this season. I'd heard some rumblings about this, and I'm like, wait a minute, this can't be accurate. This has got to be something that's not happening. It's got to be some social media junk and so forth. So I went out and did a little bit of research, and earlier yesterday, NASCAR declassified renderings of the street course it will use for next year's NASCAR San Diego weekend, and the map's revealing a challenging 16-turn, 3.4-mile circuit. And when I say they declassified this, you're all going, wait, why would NASCAR have a racetrack that's classified? They're holding this on a naval base. Yes, you heard me correctly. NASCAR is going to be doing a 16-turn, 3.4-mile road course on Naval Base Coronado. Yes, that is unbelievable. It is going to mix high-speed action with breathtaking reviews. The street course will also provide a star-spangled backdrop to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the United States Navy, June 19th through the 21st. 2026. Now, the quote from NASCAR San Diego president Amy Lupo, she said, it's exciting to finally share the street course layout and provide the first look at our long time for our new fans and for our current fans. Anticipation for this event is already high, and we know this course layout will raise the level of excitement even higher. We can't wait to see how the best drivers in the world react to this challenge while celebrating America's Navy. Now, there'll be grandstands throughout the circuit, and it'll be the longest road course in the NASCAR 2026 schedule. And so, yeah, this is going to be absolutely insane. I've been looking at this, and I cannot believe this road course. This is absolutely amazing. And so, if you've not had a chance to check out this road course, you need to go check it out. I just am amazed at how close they're going to be to the water on this road course. So if you go check that out, go look at that. That is just something that is just amazing how close they're going to be going to the water as they're racing on this naval base. That part I think is the other part that just absolutely amazes me when I see that. I'm like, whoa, amazing. So yeah, go check that out. It's something you don't see that often in NASCAR. So yeah, kind of cool. Dire Straits on Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7.